بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد خاتم النبيين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وما بعد إن شاء الله continuing with the chapter باب الخوف من رياض الصالحين باب الخوف إمام نووي رحمة الله عليه has brought in which the ahadith regarding the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been mentioned. So we'll try and inshallah today we'll finish off this chapter. And the next bab and the next chapter which Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi establishes is called Babur Raja, the chapter of hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قرأ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يومئذ تحدث أخبارها ثم قال أتدرون ما أخبارها؟ قالوا الله ورسوله أعلم. قال فإن أخبارها أن تشهد على كل عبد أو أمة بما عمل على ظهرها. تقول عملت كذا وكذا في يوم كذا وكذا فهذه أخبارها. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه إرشاد فرماته كي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نے قرآن مجيد كي آية تلاوة فرمائي كي يومئذ تحدث أخبارها. اس دن قیامت کے دن زمین اپنے خبروں کو بیان کرے گا. پھر رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے پوچھا کیا تم لوگوں کو مطلب صحابہ رضی اللہ عنہ سے خطاب ہو کر کیا تمہیں معلوم ہے کہ زمین کی خبریں کیا ہیں؟ صحابہ نے ارشاد فرمایا اللہ اور اپنے رسول جانتے ہیں بہتر جانتے ہیں. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا بے شک زمین کی خبریں یہ ہیں کہ زمین گواہی دے گی ہر بندے اور ہر باندی پر کہ اس نے زمین کے اوپر زمین کے پشت پر کیا عمل کیا تھا. زمین کہے گا کہ فلا دن اس نے فلا عمل کیا فلا دن اس نے فلا عمل کیا. یہ ہے زمین کے خبریں. سیدنا ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ narrates رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم recited this ayah of the Quran يومئذ تحدث اخبارها. On the day of Qiyamah the earth will mention its news. The earth will mention its news and information. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba, do you know what is the news of the earth? What does this mean? The Sahaba replied, Allah and His Rasul know best. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed the news of the earth and the news and the information that they will disclose is that the earth will bear witness on behalf or give testimony on behalf of each male and female servant of Allah. And it will mention every amal, every action that was taken place upon its back. Meaning every amal that was taken place upon the earth itself will mention this. And it will say, عَمِلْتَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. You did such and such an action. فِي يَوْمِ كَذَا وَكَذَا. On such and such a day. فَهَذِهِ أَخْبَارُهَا. This is the news of the earth. So this hadith shows us that human beings on the day of Qiyamah, everything around us is a gawah, a testimony, something that will bear witness for us, either in our favor or either against us. We have the famous hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, the Quran, al-Quran hujjatun laka wa alayk. The Quran will be a witness for a person or against a person. Similarly, a person, the earth that a person is walking upon, the land a person is walking upon, this will be a witness for us and against us. Our own limbs, Subhanallah, our own limbs, parts of our body, our arms, our legs, our feet, our eyes, our ears, every sin that was done or every good action that was performed, they will be a witness for us or against us. Everything will be disclosed. Nothing will be لا تخفى منكم خافية. There will be no information which is hidden on that day. Everything will be open. Everything will be disclosed. So therefore it's very, very important that a person, first of all, any sin that we have done in this dunya, we do tawbah for it. And we do tawbah sincerely, that we will never go back to that sin again. Because tawbah doesn't just mean, oh Allah, forgive me, but in my heart I don't feel remorse, I don't feel regret. I have the intention next time I get the opportunity, I might do it again. Tawbah, there's three conditions. One is feeling guilt, nadama, that a person is guilty for what they have done. Secondly, they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And thirdly, they make the firm intention that they will never do that again. So these three conditions are necessary. If a person is missing any of these three conditions, then their tawbah is not complete. Pehle to Allah ta'ala ke samne gir girana rona. کہ یا اللہ میں نے غلطی کر لی ہے اور اللہ تعالیٰ سے معافی مانگنا, اور دوسری چیز دل کے اندر حسرت ہو, ندامت ہو کہ میں نے کیا کیا, اور یہ گلٹ ہو, اور تیسری چیز یہ ہے کہ مطلب پختہ عزم اور ارادہ ہو کہ آئندہ میں یہ گناہ مجھ سے صادر نہیں ہوگا. So these three conditions are very important for tawbah to be accepted. So we do tawbah. And our Ustad Mufti Ikram al-Haq Sahib, Hafidhahullah, used to mention that a person should always remember the earth is a gawah. The earth is a witness. That's why a person should increase in their rakats of salah. You know, the scholars would mention when they would go to Masjid al-Nabawi, one of the Khulafa, one of the students of Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullahi alayh, he mentioned in Masjid al-Nabawi, he said, every part of Masjid al-Nabawi I look at, I remember Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib performing salah there, everywhere. And Abu Sa'd Mufti Ikram al-Haq Sahib used to say that whichever town you go to, whichever city you go to, make sure you go to every masjid that you can find in that city, and make sure you perform salah in as many locations of that masjid as you can. So on the day of Qiyamah, that becomes it intercedes on your favor. Ya Allah, you know, town of Coventry, town of Birmingham, town of, you know, Leeds, city of Leeds. Maybe I'm never going there in my life. First time I've gone, find where the masjid is. Perform salah there. So at least that town will bear witness for me on the day of Qiyamah. And then the du'as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us for entering a new town. Allahumma barik lana fiha. Oh Allah, grant us barakah in this town. Allahumma rzuqna janaha wa habibna ila ahliha wa habib salihi ahliha ilayna. Beautiful du'as. Oh Allah, I've entered a new city, a new town. Oh Allah, grant us the benefits, the fruits of this town. وَحَبِّبْنَا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. Oh Allah, make us beloved to the inhabitants of this town. وَحَبِّبْ صَالِحِ أَهْلِهَا إِلَيْنَا. Oh Allah, make the pious people of this town beloved to us. Beautiful du'as we have been taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That you're going to a new town, new city, new country for the first time in your life, that you maximize the benefit. It's not just about seeing, okay, Eiffel Tower, okay, I don't know, London Eye, okay, Big Ben. Rather, a person should think, where are the pious people? How can I spiritually benefit from this place? How can I get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this new place, this new city I've been to? So on the day of Qiyamah, everything will be a witness. So let's increase our a'mal in the different places that we go to, walking in the marketplace. Why the famous hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, when you walk in the marketplace and you read the fourth kalima, what's the reward that you get? Does anyone know? What's the reward for reading the fourth kalima in the marketplace? Marana, do you remember? Is it something? Alfa, alfa marra, subhanAllah, barakallahu fi. Alfa, alfa marra. Gee. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير ويحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. So whoever recites this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says they get the reward of ألف ألف مرة. That's 1 million, right? ألف ألف حسنة. Is that 1 million? 1 million good deeds. Reciting that fourth kalima in the marketplace. Why? Because marketplace is not a place of dhikr. Everybody is ghafil, everybody is ignorant, everybody is negligent. So when you go to the marketplace, shopping, Asda, Tesco, anywhere, people are distracted, busy. Similarly, anywhere where people are distracted, you go to, I don't know, hot days, mashallah, people are going out, go to the beach, you go to, I don't know, wherever else, to the park. People are busy with other things. Engage in this dhikr with the intention that, oh Allah, this ground can be a witness for me, and I want to benefit from these rewards. Wherever there is ghafla, a person goes and they do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is ruhaniyat, and there is a blessed atmosphere which is created. Mufti Mahmud al-Hassan Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions that this jamaat, they went to Nepal. And it's mentioned in his biography, Mufti Muhammad Hassan Gangohi aur Tablighi Jamaat, iske andar ye waqia mazkur hai. The Jamaat came from Nepal, and they were mentioning that we were doing gasht, and you know in Nepal you got a lot of people who follow Buddhism, and mashallah they do a lot of meditation and this. So they were passing by a certain area, and a Buddhist monk, he came rushing to meet them, and he said, What are you people reading? So they said, we're reading the third kalima. Because in the Jamaat is out in gasht, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. So he said, I don't know what you're reading, but whatever you're reading, I can see this light coming from you people. And he came running to stop them. So ruhaniyat, there's a nuraniyat. The atmosphere, the environment feels it. The dhikr of Allah is powerful. It's the greatest thing. Dhikr of Allah is what keeps this dunya alive. When the dhikr of Allah finishes, لا تقوم الساعة حتى لا يقال في الأرض الله الله. أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the day of Qiyamah will not happen until as long as there is one person on the dunya who is saying Allah, Allah. The dhikr of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps this dunya alive. When the dhikr of Allah stops, the dunya has no purpose. Allah ta'ala will finish everything. وَنَبِي سَعِيدٍ الْخُدْرِي رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَيْفَ أَنْعَمُ وَصَاحِبُ الْقَرْنِ قَدِ الْتَقَمَ الْقَرْنَ وَاسْتَمَعَ الْإِذْنَ مَتَى يُؤْمَرُ بِالنَّفْخِ فَيَنْفُخُ فَكَأَنَّ ذَلِكَ ثَقُلَ عَلَى أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَالَ لَهُمْ قُولُوا حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن القرن هو السور الذي قال الله تعالى ونفخ في الصور كذا فسره رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سیدنا ابو سعید خدری رضی اللہ عنہ روایت فرماتے ہیں کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ میں دنیا کی لذتوں سے کیسے مزہ حاصل کروں, اور مجھے معلوم ہے میں کس طرح دنیا کی لذتوں سے مزہ حاصل کروں, عیش و عشرت میں مزہ حاصل کروں, لذت حاصل کروں, جبکہ مجھے معلوم ہے کہ جس فرشتے کو اللہ تعالیٰ نے سور پونکنے کی ذمہ داری لگائی اس نے سور کو اپنے زبان کے اندر ہونٹوں کے درمیان رکھا ہوا ہے, بس اجازت کے انتظار میں ہے کہ کب اللہ تعالیٰ اس کو سور پونکنے کے لیے حکم دے اور وہ سور پونکے. تو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جب یہ بات ارشاد فرمایا گویا کہ یہ بہت باری محسوس ہوئی, بہت مشکل محسوس لگی صحابہ کرام رضی اللہ عنہ کو. مطلب حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے چہرے سے پتہ چل گئے کہ یہ بات ان کو بہت مشکل لگا, مطلب ان کو بہت ان کو غمگین بنا دیا. تو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا یہ بولتے رہو, یہ کہتے رہو حسبنا اللہ ونعم الوکیل, اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ میرے لیے کافی ہے اور وہ بہترین کارساز ہیں. کارساز ترجمہ کرتے ہیں نا, کارساز مدد کرنے والا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has narrated, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, how can I enjoy the pleasures of this dunya? That's what an'am means. كيف أنعم? How can I enjoy the pleasures of this dunya? How can I be happy? How can I benefit from the pleasures of the dunya when the sahibul qarn, the angel who has been deputed to blow the sur, the horn, the bugle, he has قَدِلْ تَقَمَ الْقَرْنِ إِلْتَقَمَ لُقْمَا دَالْنَا. You know, you put a morsel of food in your mouth. He has placed the sur in his mouth and he is just waiting for permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاسْتَمَعَ الْإِذْنِ He is listening keenly and carefully to when Allah ta'ala will give him the command. مَتَى يُؤْمَرُ بِالنَّفْخِ When will he be commanded to blow so he can blow the trumpet? So this sur is, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, this is وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ When the sur will be blown. وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ So many times in the Quran Allah ta'ala talks about this. That when the sur is blown, everything will be destroyed. It will be a terrible, terrible time. But the angel of who's ready to blow the sur is already ready. He's waiting. He's in position. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this, the Sahaba, it seemed it was very hard for the Sahaba to take this. They became very upset, very worried. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam realized this by looking at their faces. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them, "Say, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah Ta'ala is enough for us, and He is the best of." You know, those who take care, meaning he's the best one person, he's the best being to look after us and take care of our affairs. So this is, first of all, here we see that Qiyamah can come at any time. The time of Qiyamah has not been mentioned. No Nabi, no pious person has the information. This is knowledge which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. Our job is to prepare. On the day of Qiyamah, every single person will be asked the questions, how did you live your life in the dunya? When the Sahaba had this, they were terrified. So here another lesson Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning, whenever anything worries you, whenever you become worried, concerned, afraid of something, recite this frequently. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ So many masnoon adhkar, so many sunnah adhkar and dhikrs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught with these words. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ Riwayah of Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah, that whoever recites this Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim 7 times after Fajr and 7 times after Maghrib, then no difficulty, no harm will afflict them. Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu alayhi tawakkaltu wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Wa Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam man khafa adlaja ومن أدلج بلغ المنزلة ألا إن سلعة الله غالية ألا إن سلعة الله الجنة رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه روايت فرماتے ہیں کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا جو راستے کے بارے میں خوف زدہ ہوتا ہے کہ راستے میں ہو سکتا ہے دشمن کھڑا ہوگا, چور ڈکیتی کا اندیشہ ہے, چوری ڈکیتی کا اندیشہ ہے, تو صبح 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 سویرے گھر سے نکل جاتا ہے, اپنا سفر شروع کر دیتا ہے. ومن ادلجا, اور جو صبح سویرے اپنا سفر شروع کر دیتا ہے, بلغ المنزل, ضرور اپنے منزل تک پہنچ جائے گا, منزل مقصود تک پہنچ جاتا ہے. سمجھا دوں گا لیکن انگلش میں سمجھانا پڑے گا. الا ان سلعۃ اللہ غالیہ, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا خبردار غور سے سنو, اللہ تعالیٰ کے ساتھ تم نے جو ایک ٹرانزیکشن کی ہے, ایک بے و شرا کی ہے, یہ بہت مہنگی ہے, اس کی قیمت بہت زیادہ ہے. الا ان سلعۃ اللہ الجنہ, یہ جو تم نے اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کے ساتھ ایک عقد کی ہے, ایک ٹرانزیکشن کی ہے بے و شرا, یہ بہت مہنگی ہے, اس کی قیمت بہت زیادہ ہے, چونکہ یہ جنت ہے, تم نے اللہ تعالیٰ سے جنت خریدا ہے, جنت کیا کوئی سستی چیز ہے. So this hadith, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentions, beautiful hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, whoever fears, you know when a person is setting off, they want to go on a journey. Now they plan their journey. And they're thinking, you know what, this path is a very dangerous path. I might fall into harm. Especially in the early days, they had to worry about highway robbers, bandits. They had to worry about maybe there'll be lack of water, lack of food, no places to stop. Maybe the heat of the sun or whatever it is. And the main fear is at night time, because night time is where there's more possibility of harm befalling a person. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, whoever is scared of the path and uncertain of the path ahead, they start their journey very early in the morning, so that before nightfall, I can reach my destination. And whoever starts their journey very early in the morning, they definitely will reach their manzil, they definitely will reach their destination safely, without any harm. This is referring to a person's journey to the Akhirah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, don't be lazy. کہ بعد میں کروں گا, بعد میں کروں گا, بعد میں کروں گا, I'll do it in the future, بوڑھا ہو گئے جب ریٹائر ہو جاؤں, بچے بڑے ہو جائے, you know, a person has, بعد میں, بعد میں, بعد میں. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم says, don't wait for later. Whoever starts their journey very early, they will definitely reach their destination. And whoever waits for later on, they're going to fall into difficulties. Because you're going to start at night time, you're going to face all of the calamities of traveling, all the harms, all the bandits, all the robbers, and all of the other issues. So Muslim's mentality should be, I'm not going to wait for later, I'm going to do it now. Now is the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me the time now. They say past is a mystery. No, the past is history, the future is a mystery. And this time that we have now is a gift. That's why they call it the present. Jida, this is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we have this opportunity, we use this opportunity to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's given me hayat. People fall into sins and say, I feel so bad. You know, I feel like I'm so, Allah Ta'ala doesn't like me. But Allah is still giving you life, Allah is giving you food, Allah is, what do you mean Allah doesn't like you? Allah's adab hasn't destroyed you. You've done a sin, you've got a bad habit, and you're, you know, unfortunately you've made a mistake. But Allah is giving you alive, Allah has given you another day. Sort yourself out, make yourself better, make this day the best day of your life. And make the intention that tomorrow is going to be better than today. And this is how a Muslim should live their life. And the last hadith of this chapter, وَعَنْ عَائِشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهَا قَالَتْ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ. Sorry, this last part I didn't translate. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that this transaction you've made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very lucrative. Very lucrative. Why? Because this transaction you made with Allah is of Jannah. That you can't expect Allah is going to give me Jannah and I'm not going to make any effort. أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَنْ تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. So many ayat in the Quran. That are you? Do you think you're just going to enter Jannah just like that? Don't you remember what the people of the past had to go through? How much hardships and difficulties so Allah can give them Jannah? And you people think, hum maze aish aur ishrat mein aaram karenge aur bas akhir mein Jannat mil jayega. The reality is Jannah, the Anbiya alayhi salam who wanted the highest places in Jannah went through the most difficulties. Yesterday we were talking about Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. How much sacrifices she went through and the rest of the Sahaba because they wanted Jannah. And we also want the Jannah, but we say we don't want hardship. It has to be very easy. Asan ho to kar lenge, mushkil ho to, we don't want to do it. We want a quick Jannah, you know, very shortcut. Where's the golden ticket into the factory? So this is unfortunately our mentality. But this is not how a person gets to the high stages of Jannah. There's effort which needs to be made. وَنْ عَائِشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهَا قَالَتْ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ يُحْشَرُ النَّاسُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حُفَاةً عُرَاةً غُرْلًا. قلت يا رسول الله الرجال والنساء جميعا ينظر بعضهم إلى بعض. قال يا عائشة الأمر أشد من أن يهمهم ذلك. وفي رواية الأمر أهم من أن ينظر بعضهم إلى بعض. متفق عليه. سیدتنا ام المؤمنین عائشہ صدیقہ رضی اللہ عنہ ارشاد فرماتی ہیں کہ میں نے سنا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو ارشاد فرماتے ہوئے کہ قیامت کے دن اللہ تعالیٰ لوگوں کو جمع کریں گے خفاتن، کھالی پیر، ننگا پیر، عوراتن، ننگے حالت میں، مطلب ان کے بدن پر کوئی کپڑا نہیں ہوگا، غرلن، مطلب غیر ختنہ شدہ، کس طرح اس کا ترجمہ کریں گے، بغیر ختنہ کیے ہوئے، ختنہ ہوتے ہیں سرکمسیجن، بغیر ختنہ کیے ہوئے، مطلب جس طرح کما بدأکم تعیدون، کما بدأنا اول مرة نعیدو، آیت کما بدأنا اول مرة، کما بدأنا اول خلق نعیدو. The way we created you in the beginning, this is the way that you will stand in front of Allah Ta'ala. No change. Any change that we made to our body in the dunya, that will be reverted. You'll go back to your original state. The way you came into the dunya, that's the way you will be when we stand in front of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. تو یہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ لوگ اللہ کے سامنے کھڑے ہوں گے ننگا پیر، بدن پر کپڑا نہیں، اگر ختنہ کیا تو دنیا کے اندر وہ بھی اس کا بھی پروسیجر الٹا ہو جائے گا، جس طرح پہلے تھا اس طرح ہو جائے گا. تو سیدتنا عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ فرماتی ہے کہ میں نے پوچھا یا رسول اللہ، مرد اور عورت ایک ساتھ اکٹھا ہو کر، ينظر بعضهم الى بعض، ان میں سے بعض دوسروں کی طرف جھانکیں گے، دیکھیں گے، رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جواب دیا، یا عائشہ، الامر اشد، اس دن کا معاملہ اتنا سخت ہوگا کہ لوگوں کے ذہن کے اندر یہ بات اور خیال بھی نہیں آئے گا کہ میں کسی اور کی طرف دیکھوں. دنیا کے اندر مرد عورت کو ساتھ کرا کر، سب سے نیک ہی انسان کیوں نہ ہو، شیطان اور نفس ہے نا انسان ہر ایک کے ساتھ، اس طرف دیکھنے کی خیال ہوگا، نہ بھی دیکھے تو خیال تو ہوگا، قیامت کے دن دل کے اندر خیال بھی نہیں ہوگا، حالانکہ سب ہی ننگا، مرد اور عورت. اتنا خطرناک، اتنا ہولناک، اتنا مطلب ڈر انسان کے دل کے اندر ہوگا کہ کس طرح، پتہ نہیں اللہ تعالیٰ آخر میں کیا ہوگا، جنت میں جاؤں گا یا جہنم میں جاؤں گا. ہر ایک نبی اللہ کے ولی اور ہم اور آپ، ہمیں سوچنا پڑے گا کہ ہم کس صورت میں اور کیا کس حال میں اللہ تعالیٰ کے سامنے کھڑے ہوں گے. پھر اور دوسری روایت میں ہے کہ الامر اہم من ان ينظر بعض من بعض، the same thing. سیدتنا عائشہ رضی اللہ عنہ، she mentions that I heard رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم saying, on the day of قیامہ the people will be resurrected and they will be gathered on the plains of قیامہ حفاتن, without any footwear, barefoot, عراتن, without any clothing, meaning they will be naked, they will have no clothes, غرلن, and they will not be circumcised. Meaning, like I mentioned, the ayah, كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُ. The way we created you in the beginning, you will go back to that state. Any changes, all this plastic surgery, changing the body, it's all haram anyway. But anyone who does any of these kind of things, it will all go back to its original state. So just a few days of plastic surgery, or 20,000 pounds, 100,000 pounds, mashallah, make the most of it. Because on the day of Qiyamah, it's all going to go back to square one. So I asked, Ya Rasulullah, the men and women standing together, each of them, you know, they're going to be looking at each other. This is how men and women are in the dunya. Nafs, shaitan, desires, you feel tempted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, O Aisha, the matter of that day is going to be so severe, the state is going to be so severe, that people won't even think. And yuhimmahum dhalik, this will not even concern a person. You're not even going to think. So this is how serious. In this dunya, like I was just explaining in Urdu, most pious of people, put them there, and there's, you know, a woman standing next to them without any clothes, temptation in the mind. Even if they don't look, Allah Ta'ala protects them. But the temptation, they will not even be tempted, because the situation of the day of Qiyamah is going to be so dreadful and so terrifying. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala protect us from the difficulties of that day. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to prepare for that day. And to prepare for our death before we pass away. Allahumma barik lana fil mawti wa fima ba'd al mawt. Subhana rabbika rabbil subhana subhanallahi bihamdihi subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.